It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio. It's quarter number three, which means it's time for Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. For all your barbecue and barbecue wine needs, check out their website, 409tailgateclub.com. And as always, the listener deemed with the number one question, as picked by Ross this week, will receive a tailgate box courtesy of 409tailgateclub.com. You get some rubs and some of their sauces.
It's been a while since those guys came in, Jim. We need to get those guys in.
I think you missed one of the availabilities, too. That's what's really sticking in your craw.
Okay, well, that's irrelevant now. Okay, that's a loss. What do they call it? That's a sunk cost. We're just moving forward. They need to come in again soon.
By the way, was Kevin here last week?
Kevin was. He was.
Okay, just wondering.
Yeah.
I missed him.
And he's good. He's probably better than you.
He had a nice little selection.
By the way, though,
he's better than
you'll be happy. I don't know if you went back and listened. Jim blew the blue and white line, and Kevin got all upset. So you were going to be replaced. Jim was going to tell you this week that it's over for you. But when he blew that blue and white, blue and light line, you got it.
All right, let's start with, are you ready for questions?
I am.
Let's start with James in Mechanicsburg. He says, I don't like the automatic sit out 1 year rule for non-grad transfers when he's talking about the transfer portal. I think it'd be better if these players maybe had to sit out 4 to 6 games. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Thanks.
Well, what difference would that make if they're all getting exemptions anyway? By the way, is Tate Martell still not?
They have not. I don't think they've ruled on whether he can play right away.
So does that mean, well, he can still do spring ball, I guess.
Yeah, and I think even if he doesn't, I think he can get ramped up to speed pretty good in August.
The thing that's weird about that, though, is Miami has like 2 quarterbacks that he's competing with. Like, why would he leave Ohio State where he'd be competing against a guy in Justin Fields who doesn't know the offense and couldn't beat out Jake Fromm to go to Miami and go against that Jaren Williams kid and the kid they had playing last year? I don't understand that. Like, I mean, if he went somewhere where he was definitely going to be the starter, I get it. But to go compete at Miami when you were going to have to compete at Ohio State.
It felt like he was a pretty swift reaction, and he was just mad, and he just wanted to go someplace that wasn't Ohio State.
The fact that Ohio State would even take Fields, I think, bothered him to the point. Tate Martell was like, since 9th grade, was like the next big thing, you know. So I think those guys are not used to, you know,
being pushed aside a little bit.
Yeah. So I understand what he's saying. I think that's interesting.
I do too.
If they had to sit out 4 to 6 games. I think that's interesting. But that would be, in my mind, in conjunction with no more exemptions.
No more exemptions then.
Yeah. I don't like the gray area that is Exemptionville right now. I don't understand. I don't understand who gets it, who doesn't. Seems like most guys get it, but not all. I mean, if you don't get it, it's like you filled out the paperwork wrong.
All right, let's keep moving on. Let's go to Steve in Chicago, Illinois. He says, Mr. Ross, called you Mr. Ross. He said, here's the scenario. You're a Vegas odds maker. What would be your opening betting odds for the following scenario? Assuming no injuries or anything. So I got 3 of them. So I'm going to give them to you one at a time. Your bet, Sean Clifford is the starting quarterback at the beginning of Penn State season.
Okay.
That's the first one. You want to give me your odds on that one?
Okay. 3-1.
3-1.
That's what I was going to say. Nice. Nice, Ross.
Nice.
Very nice.
Jan Johnson loses his starting middle linebacker position to Ellis Brooks during the season.
This is assuming everyone's healthy. This
That's
is
what
not
he said. Assuming no injuries.
I'll go 10-1, 15-1.
10.
I don't think they're going to do that. I think what they would do is they would just play Brooks more and play Jan less. I don't think they're going to take away. I think Jan is going to start. I think that he's earned that, and I think that they like that. What you'll see is it would be a Koa Farmer, Micah Parsons situation.
That's
where Koa still starts, but Micah plays more snaps.
Plays 97% of the snaps.
The better question would have been, what are the chances Ellis Brooks plays more snaps than Jan Johnson? So this guy's probably not going
to
win.
That's what I was just about to say, Steve. Your chances just went down. Last scenario, which I find interesting, CJ Holmes has a breakout season and shares the majority of the snaps with Ricky Slade at running back.
Who?
The Notre Dame transfer.
100 to 1
I'd say I don't think that's going to happen.
I mean, that would be. It's possible.
It's like a Zach Zwinak power move when everyone got hurt in 2012, and he ran for exactly 1,000 yards.
It's like he's more. It's almost like he's more highly touted than Journey Brown was. So I maybe I'll go 50 to 1
I just. All I'm going to say about the running back position is there's a lot of it's feels like running back by committee. There's a lot of guys in the room, and there's something and it's sticking with me. It says CJ Holmes.
Is that guy's name Steve?
Steve in
Chicago. Steve, real quick, if you're listening, I would like an email back from you, deep dish or thin Chicago pizza, because they're very split on that.
Oh my gosh.
And they are very split. I just want to know his take on that.
So all right, let's keep moving. I'll do one more. Walt from Los Alamitos, California, asked, could the lion position mantle be handed over to Will Levis possibly, yes or no?
I don't think they're even going to have the lion position.
It was a one-year deal, man, to try and get Tommy to, hey, we really don't go anywhere.
I think that was a manufactured move to get a guy to not transfer.
Will Levis now weighs 235 pounds.
He was in the weight room. He is a big, big human.
6'3", 235. He's now wearing number 7, took Cole Farmer's number over.
Whew.
So I'm just saying, I'm just wondering if, you know, if they're looking for something, but they never use it anyway.
Well,
so,
I will say this. Based on Tommy's health, there's a chance that maybe they would have some running quarterback stuff with Levis, but I think they're more likely to just have Tommy do it, and because they have confidence in Clifford.
All right, you're listening to Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. Go there for all your barbecue sauce, rubs, and 409 tailgate wine needs. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Kept my job for another week. Got it right.
Nice.
There
week
I go.
To week, though, Ashay. Week to week with you.
All right, Jerry from Arlington, Texas asks Ross, should Penn State, with what it has at wide receiver and running back, be looking at running more jet sweep action pre-snap for the 2019 season? Using Hamler, Dotson?
Yes.
Yes?
I think so. Yeah. I think that's kind of where all football is going. You look at like Sean McVay, the Chiefs, the Bears, everything is about having that guy come in motion so that the linebackers have to
indecision, right?
Honor it for at least a split second, right? Like they have to hesitate. They have to think of it this way, okay? KJ Hamler comes screaming across on a potential jet sweep. Sometimes you give it to him. A lot of times you don't. If you're the linebacker, you're either late on the jet sweep or you think it's a jet sweep, you take a step that direction, and you took a false step for inside zone the other way.
There's the hole you're really looking for.
And it's called, they call it eye confusion. They're trying to mess with the linebacker and safety's eyes.
Sounds like a Greg Cosell term.
Yes.
Eye confusion.
Yes.
The
That's
other
what
thing
they're
is,
trying to do.
I mean, the, you know, the Penn State, as a receiving core is comprised now, they're not necessarily outside of Justin Shorter, who's huge. They're not that big. They weren't great at necessarily the guys on the field that were blocking last year. Remember the 16 and 17 teams, those wide receivers, how good of blockers they were with when Barkley, you know, streaking down the field and stuff and after the catch and Chris Godwin.
Might have coached a little better, too.
I'm just saying. Threw it in Bob. There.
Uh-huh. Am I right?
Bob, you're stomping on a guy's grave over here.
Jim in Missouri City, Texas asked, I have a new Labatt's Blue drinking game. This is interesting.
Ooh.
Every time Greg Pickle says, at the end of the day, you have to drink.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
So
I love stuff like that. What's mine? Everybody has a crutch.
He's got yours. He said, but the pickle one, you'd be lit in no time at the end of the show. Number two, he says, using the Ross crystal ball. He goes, this is serious. He goes, Ross, you really don't have one. If Bill O'Brien had stayed two more years with Hackenberg, would it have helped Hack as an NFL quarterback? And how much truth is there, do you think, to the quarterback whisperer truth?
Is it interesting, by the way? So, first of all, I think Hackenberg would have been better. I don't think John Donovan?
Yes.
I don't think he did a great job. But in fairness, the O-line was horrendous. Horrendous. And part of that was on Hackenberg. But what year do you think, Bob, we'll stop getting Christian Hackenberg questions? I mean, he has not played for Penn State for a long time. He just got benched in the AAF. There is a really unique obsession about him for whatever reason. Like, I feel like there's going to be a 30 for 30.
Well, it's tied with O'Brien. O'Brien leaving after he made chicken salad out of
you know what?
I think they go hand in hand.
So I would say this too. I don't really think O'Brien's much of a quarterback whisperer. Why does he have that reputation? Because he yelled at Brady. Brady was already a lot better.
Also,
than him.
McGloin. Like Matt I McGloin. Think a Penn State.
I think the McGloin thing helps. But if you look in the NFL,
yeah.
Look at all the guys he's had.
Tom
Savage, but Case Keenum, Fitzpatrick, and people are like, oh, those guys aren't that good. True, but they were better elsewhere.
Yeah.
Case Keenum was better in Minnesota than he was in Houston. Fitzpatrick was better in with the Jets and the Bills than he was in Houston with O'Brien. So he's not doing that much whispering. Osweiler was worse with him than he was in Denver. So, if you're really going to judge a guy as a quarterback whisperer, how were the players he dealt with elsewhere? And every one of them, I think, was better somewhere else. The only feather in his cap, I guess, is Deshaun Watson. But maybe Deshaun Watson is just that good. He kind of was like Clemson's best player ever till T-Law came along. For the winner.
Are you going to winner already?
Well,
we don't have.
We are now.
You always try to rush.
We are now.
You always try to rush.
We are now
trying to pick the winner. Let's squeeze one more in.
No,
just squeeze one more in.
Left.
One more.
I'm done. Which one's the winner?
What's your favorite game over the last 40 years of Penn State football? Go. I'm gonna say. By the way, that's
welcome
a no
back,
contest.
Andy.
1987 Fiesta Bowl, 86 season. I could watch it right now. Before, instead of going home and taking a nap, I can watch it. I think the first one was the winner.
Was James the in one? Mechanicsburg.
What was it?
He was talking about the sit-out one-year rule.
Yeah,
in
I like that.
Games.
That was a good question. Good
all
job,
right.
James.
James in Mechanicsburg, 409tailgateclub.com. Gift baskets coming your way. That'll do it. We'll finish strong with quarter number four coming
best
up.
Best O-lineman in 83. Go.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.